And now to an amazing story from baseball. 7 years ago, a lot of baseball people thought that Rick Ankiel was going to be the next great pitcher of our time. He played for the St. Louis Cardinals, and even at 21, he was good enough to start the first game of the playoffs that year. But in that pressure game, Rick Ankiel cracked. His pitches went wild. He couldn't get near the plate, and he was never the same again. He quit the game 4 years later.
But then he did something that no one in baseball does. He reinvented himself as a power-hitting outfielder. The Cardinals, short of hitting power this season, called him back to the big leagues yesterday. He played his first game last night with this storybook moment.
Ankiel out to deep right field. Has a chance to leave the ballpark. It's gone! A three-run shot for Rick Ankiel back in the major leagues.
That's St. Louis Cardinals broadcaster Dan McLaughlin. And earlier I spoke with Rick Hummel, baseball columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and a new member of the Baseball Hall of Fame. He described the moment last night.
It was pretty electric. They've had so many bad things happen to their club this year. People were ready for something good to happen last night, and the place erupted. And Tony La Russa, who almost never smiles in the dugout, couldn't stop himself.
Well, here is the manager, Tony La Russa, after the game.
Short of winning the World Series is, I think, the happiest I've seen our club. I mean, he is such a special young man, and what a moment.
In that moment, you're sitting there in the press box seeing all this. Do you guys turn and look at each other and say, holy moly?
Oh, not really. I figured he'd hit a home run. I didn't think it'd be his first game, but I've seen him do a lot of things over the years and see what a great athlete he is. I think nothing this guy does in his career would surprise me anymore because I've seen him be really good and really awful.
You remember that playoff game 7 years ago. You saw him when he cracked up trying to pitch. I mean, that must be a very difficult thing to come back from.
Well, he didn't, basically. He lost his desire to pitch, I think. Now, it wasn't so much that playoff series where he was so wild, both against the Braves and the Mets, but the next spring, he couldn't throw a strike to save his life, and then he'd get on the mound in exhibition games, and you'd almost find yourself praying for him to throw the ball over the plate rather than off the screen.
Did you talk to him about that then and try to interview him and say, what's going on? I don't know if people can explain it.
Well, to a degree, he wasn't a great interview then, and he's not necessarily a great interview now. He doesn't offer up much about what's going on other than the fact that he couldn't explain it.
Well, here's Rick Ankiel after the game last night, talking to reporters.
You almost can't put it into words. I mean, I couldn't have wrote that any better.
I couldn't have wrote that any better, he said. But someone did write it. Bernard Malamud, The Natural. I mean, this is the story of Roy Hobbs, isn't it? One of the great baseball stories. Fiction, but now made real.
Well, it could be. It could be. Now, it remains to be seen if he's good enough to be a regular player. And that's why they have the rest of August and all of September to find out.
Rick Hummel, St. Louis Post-Dispatch sports columnist, newly inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame as a writer. Rick, congratulations to you, and thank you.
You're welcome, Alex. Thank you.